cuál es mejor o peor.
Porque yo soy libre y no lo quiero ser. Quiero vivir más, mucho más, mucho más. Me convences,
quiero tener libertad,
y aunque lo intentes,
no me podrás sobornar,
porque yo soy libre,
yo soy libre
y lo quiero ser. Quiero vivir más, mucho más, mucho más.
Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app. Hey there, friends. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, Support Your Local Scene. I am your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they are all about. This week, we have Chanel and the Circus in the studio. How are you today?
I'm so excited. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm also really excited because here's a little tidbit we'll get into later, you guys. They have brought an accordion to the studio today. So stick around because this is going to be an iconic live session that we're going to do in a little bit. Yeah. No one's ever brought an accordion before, so this is amazing. Usually people bring like acoustic guitars or something like that. So when you asked me like, oh, do you want to like do a little acoustic something? I was like, yeah, we can do that, thinking you'd bring like a guitar or something, but like this is even better.
You know, we're freaks. We're circus freaks.
Yeah. And I love that. So let's give the people a little taste of you. So I'll start by having you introduce yourself and where you're from and what brings you to LA.
So I'm Chanel in the Circus, and I'm actually from LA.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm here because I got kicked out of England when I tried to live there. I got a letter from the Queen.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I was just there too long, and so they told me if I don't leave, I'll never be allowed back. So I threw this like 5 a.m. circus warehouse rave party and then booked a flight home.
Yo.
And now I'm here, and that's why I'm here.
The Queen personally wrote you and said, go back to your country. Yeah. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. What can I say? Well, I'm supposed to be a royal, you know?
Yeah, she was like, there's not room enough.
There's
here
only
for
room
of
for
us.
One.
Yeah,
exactly.
There's only room for one. Mm. So you'll just have to be the queen of Cali. So.
Hell yeah. I do drag king also sometimes.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, my love drag that. King is Prince Alarming. So definitely royal blood in there. I think my family came here because they were bastards from the royal bloodlines.
Oh, interesting.
And
so
they stowed away on ships and built New York and stuff. So.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe my parents just tell me that to make me feel special.
Either way, cool. So, stowaways on British ships. We have the Queen writing you personally to boot you from England. So, how would you kind of describe your sound and how it's changed over time?
I've always been genre fluid and gender fluid, and I'm pansexual and like everything. I just love all the fluids. I love water.
H2O. Hydrate or dehydrate, man.
Let me tell you what.
Take a sip for the people listening at home. Take Please drink sip. Water. This is a PSA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, growing up in the desert, you need to drink water. But I think I love exploring different genres as long as it's honest and as long as it serves the song. So if I'm writing like a really sad ballad, I want to put it with like an epic drum beat, like a dance pop kind of energy, so that there's that contrast. Because I think, I don't know, as a clown, you gotta like give people something that's palatable, that they can take in, and then hit them with the truth. So I think if I just go in with like sad lyrics and sad guitar, it might just be like too much to take in, or not as entertaining for me anyway. Like, I love seeing that contrast of, okay, this person is like in a really bad state, but at least they're able to laugh at themselves and zoom out a little bit.
Yeah.
And it just makes me remember that life isn't so serious. You know, being a very anxious person, I need to hit myself over the head with that fact sometimes.
Yeah, you need the reminder that, like, it ain't that deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just live life, man.
Yeah. And like, or it is, but you could laugh about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just be like crying and then I'll kind of zoom out and be like, this is so silly.
Yeah.
And then I'll eat a pickle. You know?
Is that the universal cure?
Yes.
SADS is a pickle? Is.
Listen, it's very hydrating. There's electrolytes.
You know, good point. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is this a health podcast now? Yeah. Huberman Lab, we're coming for your crown.
Yeah. Ask me about genre.
So, actually, who or what inspires your sound the most? Like, is there any particular artist or musician that you really look up to or aspire to be like?
Yeah, I grew up on musical theater. So That's probably where my obsession with story rather than genre comes from, because musical theater can be like all across the board.
Yeah.
Like you'll have like a rock song next to a jazz song. Mm-hmm. So that's been really inspiring. And in terms of songwriting and lyrics, I really love Regina Spektor.
Okay.
Because she's just so blunt and honest and silly and weird.
Yeah.
And it really kind of allowed me to write those lyrics that were maybe not so like typical poetry, you know.
Yeah.
Easier to relate to. I love weird specific lines.
What's your favorite weird specific line you've written?
I wrote this song called Gold Star. Mm-hmm. About wanting to get a gold star for being alive. And everyone thinks it's about gold star lesbians, but it's not. I could write another one for that. That's fine. But there's just this whole bridge in it that's like, I want a gold star for doing my taxes. I want a gold star for waking up in the morning and brushing my teeth for 2 whole minutes. I want a gold star for using protection and getting insurance and not driving away from a fender bender. You know,
yeah.
Just those specific things that we all think about, but we just perceive as normal day-to-day life. And we don't kind of realize how much it really wears on us, just like being alive in this society. And then it's like, okay, hold on. Like, we're all just supposed to be animals in nature. Like, no wonder our DNA is not used to this situation. But it's okay to, like, again, zoom out and be like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a gold star today just for, like, getting out of bed.
It's those little things that are worth celebrating. But the thing that I keep coming back to is, like, This is what I'll leave you with for the people listening before we go back into the music is we live on a planet that grows food. Why do I have a credit score?
Yeah. No, totally. Like more this year than any other time in my life, everyone's like, this doesn't make sense. Can we go do an artist commune situation and just like grow our own food? And I'm like, everyone I talk to says this. So
yeah,
let's go.
Let's go.
What's stopping us?
Literally nothing.
Mm-hmm. We could bring the radio set up. You know?
Yeah.
I'll bring the accordion.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The accordion will be the soundtrack of the revolution. Revolution.
Yeah. So,
we're going to get back into the music now, y'all. So this is Falling For Me by Jen Awad. We'll be right back with Chanel and the Circus. You're supporting your local scene.
Feel the water at my feet, see the shadows in the street. The sound of the night got me feeling pretty beat. Yeah, I feel something now that you're nothing. Not sure what I was running from. Was it the stars or the sun? You're the darkest of days, had me feeling pretty numb. Now I feel something now that you're nothing. I'm falling for you. that blank eyed stare. You're an empty room and I walked right out of you. Yeah, I feel nothing now that you're something. Now you're getting a song, boy, you did me wrong. Took the breath out of me, so I gotta set you free. Now I feel nothing now that you're something. Trying to put you on for a while, you weren't as good as you seem. Thought I was falling for you, but I was falling for me. Ooh, ooh, falling for me.
Hey there, this is Rafa from 3LH. Right now you're listening to Bilingual Sounds LA.
Well, howdy, cowboy. Welcome back. Never thought I'd ever see you again, but here you are just for me. Well, don't be shy now. Come on in. Grab a seat, grab a drink.
Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Support Your Local Scene. We are here with Chanel and the Circus, and you just heard Baby, I'm Yours. So let's talk about the visual aspect of your work, because I think that's one of the most defining characteristics of you as an artist. Is I was watching some of your music videos, and like, they are so DIY, but like they look so professional and polished, and like there's just so much love put into them. So walk me through your process, and do you have any like advice or like tidbits or wisdoms to give from one music video director to another?
Yeah, thank you. I love making music videos. Whenever I, yeah, I grew up in the film business. My parents were in it. So I was just always on set, like around cameras and lights and, making little films with my friends growing up. And so when I started writing songs, it just was so natural for me to put visuals to them. I think I close my eyes and I listen to the song and I empty my brain and I kind of just channel it. And let whatever images come to me without judging them or without thinking about how much money they're going to cost or how I'm going to do it or any of that. It's just pure creative expression. And so I do that for whatever 3.5 minutes that it is. And then I come out of it and I write down all of my ideas next to every lyric. So each section of lyrics has to have something going on.
Yeah.
There can't be a moment where the audience gets bored to me. And I get bored very easily. And so, I, you know, call it ADHD, call it whatever you will. But it's great for making music videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I make my little shot list and then I'll talk to my crew, my team, whoever I'm working with at the time. I work with my friend Bill a lot. You know, he's a really cool cinematographer. And we'll just go over the realistics of it. Like, what can we actually do for no money? You know,
yeah.
Like, what locations can we sneak into? What friends can we get who just want to, like, dance or express themselves or something?
Exactly.
Yeah. What costume houses are having a sale? You know, just get, like, really scrappy about it. And that's like half the fun for me, that pre-production aspect of seeing how much I can do for $100 or $500 or $1,000, whatever. Seeing how many favors I can pull. And honestly, most people just want to have a place of pure creative artistic expression. And so I think asking your friends to be part of your art is really important. And it can feel weird being like, oh, can you do something for me for free? But I think we have to put our brains into this idea that money is not our natural way of interacting with each other. It's energy exchange. So if you're getting something out of it, I'm getting something out of it, and I'm giving you this box to play in to bring your own creativity to, you know, a lot of people are like really grateful for that. So that's been the basis of most of my music videos, just kind of like, all right, I got an idea. Let's see what's possible. Let's see what collaboration my friends can bring into it. And then it comes down to schedule. And it's like, all right, we got to be on it. Like, this scene has an hour. It has like 30 minutes setup time for the lights, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, it's really fun. I love it. And then I take it all and I go into post-production and I edit everything, direct produce, edit everything I do. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it goes into the puzzle zone at that point. So it's like, how can I take what I got on that one day and make a puzzle piece out of it that's like engaging, tells a story, and then how can I color correct it or add effects to it to like give it that extra kind of shine?
Yeah.
And everyone's totally different. And I usually try to knock them out within like 3 days so that I don't get perfectionist about it, you know, and so that it just gets out just more art, more art, more art. And you'll automatically get better the more that you do. I'm a real big believer in just do it. Not to like sponsor Nike or anything, but like if they want to give me money, that's cool. so, yeah.
That's really cool. I also love how much thought and care goes into like staging everything for you. I think that's kind of like where we might differ a little bit, is because I'm really good at improv. So like if a location doesn't work out that I wanted to use, like I can still take my vision to like another set. Like
I had to
film something in my backyard
one
time because a location didn't work out.
Yes.
So yeah.
That's happened to me too.
Yeah. So it's always cool to like go in with a plan, but like mm-hmm. always I love that, you know, you can still have like the soul of your vision mm-hmm. and you can take it anywhere. That's how you know you have a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Yeah. Being able to let go of the art and let it have a life of its own and change if it needs to change.
Yeah.
I think is really important. Like letting go of ego in art is.
Especially working on
huge.
No budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
So let's go back into the music, you guys. This is Straight Jacket by Devin Thompson. We will be right back. You are supporting your local scene.
Dripping down my arm, sealing my deal. We'll be right back.
If you can't donate to Bilingual Sounds, you can always support us with a follow on Instagram. Search our handle by name.
Support comes from UCLA Center for the Art of Performance, presenting Chawa on March 1st at the Nimoy. The Grammy-nominated group travels from their home of New Orleans to Los Angeles for an evening of vibrant brass and Mardi Gras Indian rhythms. An embodiment of New Orleans spirit and its freedom struggle, Chawa's music is a powerful celebration of resilience and unity. Tickets at cap.ucla.edu.
From Mexico to Southern California, Bilingual Sounds presents indie pop duo Clubs on Tuesday, March 4th at the Paramount Theater. With the ongoing support from Golden Voice, Bilingual Sounds Public Radio has your chance to win two tickets to the club. Find information on how to enter the giveaway on our Instagram. Look for us by name at Bilingual Sounds. No purchase is necessary. Additional entries can be found on our website's Win Tickets page. Enter to win tickets for Bilingual Sounds Presents Clubs, Paramount Theater, Tuesday, March 4th.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please, help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Support for Bilingual Sounds comes from music enthusiasts like you, and with the support from Golden Voice, Archer O, Makeout Reef, Tony Jupiter, and a surprise guest perform at the Fox Theater in Pomona on Saturday, May 31st. Tickets are available at axs.com. Archer O, the Fox Theater, Saturday, May 31st.
He's right. What in the hell does that mean? Am I halfway to red and halfway to yellow? Am I his mother or his lover or someone in the middle? Oh. For me sometimes, yeah. But do I really want them? Or would I rather be a loner? Or can I call myself an independent woman in my century? All that I'm saying is I don't wanna spend my money on another fool. I don't wanna, I've been there, done that. I don't wanna spend my time contemplating.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was Orange Flower by Angelica Garcia, and we have Chanel and the Circus in studio with us tonight. You are going to play a little live session for us, but in case you guys didn't catch earlier in the show, or you're just now joining in, you did not bring a guitar like most people do. You took it a step further and brought an accordion. So.
Oh yeah, baby.
I'm so excited. So what's this one called?
This one is called Did You Know?
Have at it.
Did you know I love you? Did you know I love you? Know that you're the one. Even though it's been a month, I know you're the one. Did you know I love you? Did you know I love you? Even when you leave, even when you scream, you're my destiny. I've been waiting, waiting so long. I've been waiting so long. I've been waiting so long. I've been waiting to fall in love. I've been waiting to fall in love so long.
Wow!
Thank you, thank you, thank
yeah.
you. Just a little tidbit.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few more questions for you. How do you feel that your recorded music translates to the stage?
Oh, yes. So my recorded music, when it gets to the stage, is much more interactive and dependent on who I'm singing to. Mm-hmm. If I'm singing to a big raucous crowd who wants to come on stage and kiss me and sing with me, the music's going to be more rock and roll. There's going to be more screaming. There's going to be more sexual vocals. If I'm singing to a little hotel cafe stage, for instance, maybe there's going to be more personal stories between. There's going to be more vocal dynamics. So it really depends. I definitely like to involve the audience as much as I can in crafting the experience that we're all about to have together.
I like that because we were kind of talking about this during the commercial break, but I think the really interesting thing about your work is the fact that it is interactive and it engages your listener, because We're kind of too used to just consuming things, like just mindlessly looking at things and being like, oh, interesting, swipe. Oh, interesting, swipe. So it kind of breaks you out of that mold, that routine of just, like I said, mindlessly consuming. And it makes you part of the experience, which I think we also need. Like we need that engagement, because the pandemic, like the last few years has really, it's been 5 years. Oh my God.
Oh my Lanta. Where does the time go?
Exactly. Like the last 5 years have just made us so antisocial and afraid of touch and afraid of going out and like going to shows, which is really what drove me to make this show, is to bring local artists on, like talk about your art, what makes it special, and why people should be getting out to see you. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's great that you're doing that. It's really important because artists, as artists, we can definitely hide away in our little caves. Yeah. So being brought out is very important for us to see the light of day. But yeah, I'm so aware of that. And I've felt that since the pandemic also, which is why I got into clowning, because clowning teaches you how to first connect to yourself and connect to your body, and then go outside and connect to the person that's in front of you. And really, like, look in each other's eyes and find a common ground and then play. And so finding that inner child work is really important, especially in times of such anxiety that we're in. A huge part of that is just getting in your body. And so at the beginnings of my shows, I invite the audience to come up and touch me in whatever way they feel comfortable. So whether that's just putting their finger on my finger, or coming up and like giving me a kiss on the cheek, or putting their shoe on my shoe. it creates a bond and it creates a trust, and it regulates or starts to regulate our nervous system. And so the rest of the show, we're bonded.
That's
creating something together.
That's so interesting, because I've never known that there was like a philosophy or even a science to being a clown.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
oh, there's so much philosophy. Clowns are the most serious people you'll ever meet.
Like, that's so fascinating. This could be like a podcast episode in itself. But because like, I think most people are... Oh, this is probably a really deep question, but do you think most people are like afraid of clowns for that reason? That like it confronts you with like...
It's very honest.
Interesting.
But I think it's more so that like society has made horror films about clowns.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
But maybe it's also because of that honesty that they're afraid of, you know?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because if you know yourself and you can communicate effectively, then people can't control you. And society's very scared of that.
Wow. I feel like I've transcended realms, you guys.
And then you play the kazoo and you're back, you know?
We're back, you guys. They gave me a kazoo.
Yeah.
I should be using this more.
It's important. Yeah,
that gives me too much power,
it's
by the way.
Very important.
I am going to be so annoying for the rest of the day.
Take your power, baby. This is your moment.
So my last couple questions for you is, what's next for your project? What can we expect to see from Chanel and the Circus?
Oh my gosh, so much. I'm going to Pittsburgh Fringe Festival to do my solo clown musical, All the Boys I Blocked.
Very nice.
Yes, which has my song Did You Know in it and a bunch of other ones. I'm creating an album. I'm producing and recording it myself. So that's exciting. And the next single I'm going to be releasing is called White Guy, and it's about the patriarchy.
Nice.
And the music video will be Salem Witches, so let me know if you want to be part
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, for the people who know me, like, you know how much I want to be in on that, so.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. Otherwise, you know, just falling in love whenever I can.
Yeah.
Typical, classic, artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finding the beauty in the world.
Finding the beauty in the world. Falling in love with myself. That's important.
Heck yeah.
Creating space to just relax and not be productive.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Rejecting hustle culture.
Oh, yeah. I do love the hustle, though. It does, like, turn me on. It gets me really excited.
Yeah.
But I have to remember the other side of it, which is I'm in a human body that needs at least 10 hours of sleep and a lot of greens.
This is not sponsored for AG1, by the way. If you watch a lot of YouTube, you guys know what I'm talking about. Sorry.
Nerd.
So now it's time to plug the social. So where can the people find you?
The people! The people can find me at Chanel and the Circus on Instagram and YouTube and all that jazz. And if you want to come to my queer cabaret show, that's called The Secret Circus LA. Everyone is welcome.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And last but not least, do you have any questions for me?
Oh, do I have any questions for you? What is something that makes you extremely excited no matter what mood you're in?
Something that makes me excited no matter what mood I'm in. Honestly, it would probably be music or photography.
Mm.
Like just holding a camera or like putting on a record or something. Mm-hmm. Like I think that's why I gravitate towards analog technologies is because you have to be in it. Like with a manual camera, like it's not just like turning it on and then clicking a button. It's putting the roll of film into the camera, making sure that, you know, it advances correctly. Mm. Like it's a mechanical structure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a science to it. Like there's a science to even taking the photo. There's a science to developing it and to scanning it. Like the whole process is just very immersive. That's what I love about it.
Mm.
And putting on a physical, tangible record or like a CD or something like that. Or like I actually found a score at the thrift store. I found like a bunch of Madonna cassettes.
Nice.
So I've been listening to those.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm starting my cassette collection.
Yes.
But yeah, like it just requires you to like touch something.
Yes.
And to like have that physical relationship with the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Gets you in your body.
Yeah.
You have to actually like be present and focus on what's in front of you instead of getting distracted by a million things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. We're very simple creatures, you know?
Yeah. Give me a camera and I'm happy, man.
I love that. Cool.
So thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
So happy to have had you. And best of luck with things going forward. Like, I can't wait to see what you keep making.
I can't wait to see what we make.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to collaborate, absolutely.
Yar. So. Thanks, everyone.
Listeners, thank you so much for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve. And I would love for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means so much more than you know to these hardworking musicians, and being active in your scene and your community is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. So, thank you for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m., and we'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thanks for supporting your local scene. Good night.
I'm so glad we're friends. I'm glad we talked it out. And yes, I still want to jump your bones, but it's different now. Here I go again, turning lovers into friends. I guess I don't know how to date long term.
Full of vengeance for the king at the top, with his reasonless pensions. thousand Lilliputian peasants. Yeah. Wrongly that he'd never see the day when she said, I have a message for the king, let independence reign, your subjects are all discontented, lay, lay, I have